Number seven, as you look at your slides, not only is Isaiah a book on the doctrine of God in the Bible, it's also the strongest declaration of the doctrine of the Trinity. And I know that's important because let's turn to Isaiah 48. I do read some of, well, of course, all of you students' comments, but I also read many of you online viewer comments. And I just saw one. They said, "Oh, please help me. I've come to trust Christ, former Jehovah's Witness, but I'm really struggling with the Trinity. I can't find that word in the Bible." And I thought, wow, you're doing a good job studying the Bible, because the word Trinity is not in the Bible. Did you know that? Neither is the word rapture. There are a couple big important doctrines, but both of them are found in the Bible, but both of those words are theological terms. And Trinity is actually a contraction, you know, kind of like can't or won't, you know, it's a contraction where you leave out a few letters. Trinity is tri-unity. And they just take and leave out the U and put it together. But the Trinity speaks of the character of God. There's one God who eternally exists in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And they're co-equal, co-eternal, and infinitely, eternally God. One God. When you get to heaven, you're not going to see three gods. There aren't going to be three gods walking around. There's God over there, God over there, God over there. There's only one God who eternally exists in three persons. And those three persons are co-eternal, co-substantial, and they are a mystery. But look at what Isaiah 48, 16 says. This is one of the key Trinity verses. And it says, "Come near and hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that I was there. And now the Lord God and His Spirit have sent me." And now the Lord God and His Spirit have sent me. The Lord God is the Father. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit. And who's talking? Jesus Christ is talking in verse 16. And He said, "The Lord God and His Spirit have sent me." You see, that is one of many very clear verses in the Bible that affirm the doctrine of the Trinity. Look back at your slides. So Isaiah is the strongest declaration of the doctrine of the Trinity. Isaiah is also containing what I call the most important chapter in the whole Bible. And let's go there. Turn over to Isaiah 53. And I hope I'm just whetting your appetite for this book, and I hope you can't wait to read it. Wherever you're picking up with us, some of you, I know, will watch later classes, and then you'll come back and start at the beginning and want to cover the whole thing. But most important, read your Bible with a pen in hand, with some way to mark, to remember, to note these fantastic verses, like I just said, that will help you as you learn them to draw water out of the well of your salvation. But Isaiah 53, perhaps the most important chapter, I wrote this, Isaiah 53 is probably the most important chapter in the Old Testament, as it is quoted from or alluded to 85 times in the New Testament. And that's why Jesus said that, and remember, I started with that, Jesus said that Isaiah saw His glory and spoke of Him. When did Isaiah see His glory? Well, two times. Isaiah saw His glory in chapter 6, when He was high and lifted up and the train of His robe filled the temple. But even more gloriously, Isaiah saw Him as the suffering substitute. And see, the suffering one is the substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ, that God the Father sent the Son and the Holy Spirit took the sacrifice of the Son and offered that sacrifice to the Father for the cleansing, and this is what the book of Hebrews is all written about, is the most crucial doctrine in the Bible. Because salvation is all that matters. Salvation tells us that we are lost and separated from God by our sin, and there's no hope for us for the future. We're headed to destruction. Like Luke says, we're all sitting on the edge of a precipice. We're blind by our sin, and we're tumbling headlong into destruction, and we don't even know anything because we're blinded. And the light, as Luke calls him, Jesus, the sunrise from on high, the day spring. And he comes and shines his light on us and says, would you like to be set free from your sin? And he, the Bible says, he knocks. He knocks. He's within an arm's length, Paul said, of every human being on earth. Do you see what an arm's length is? See how close that is? If you were standing that close to me and I bumped you, and you were blind, you would be able to grope. That means to reach out in the dark. And that's what Acts 17 says, that God wants every human being on this earth in the darkness of their sin. When he shines the light of conviction upon them, his grace, that they reach out and say, I want to know you, Creator. I want to know you, the one who is convicting me of my sins. And that's what salvation is all about. And that's what's in this incredible doctrine of salvation that we have in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 53. So in Isaiah, we not only have this widely quoted salvation described, virgin birth, structure of the Bible, furthest mysteries, theology, Trinity. But we have chapter 53, which is the eighth.